My name is Caitlin Rodriguez, and I, myself, go to Kappa as a visual artist. People such as Boys to Men and Questlove were examples of success that came from that school whose focus is mostly on the arts. Ever since the new plan about the school year going virtual came out from Dr. Height, superintendent of the Philadelphia area, I, along with many friends, have had conversations over and over again about how our personal majors, whether that is creative or performing, will be affected. I know for me, art wouldn't be enjoyable anymore. I won't get that same visual instruction, and I certainly won't be doing pottery anytime soon. I simply wouldn't have the same motivation that I used to have for visual arts. But how does the rest of my classmates feel about the new plan? What made Kappa special to them? Azyla is a young theater major going to Kappa. She was one of the three peers I talked to about the new plan. With a major such as hers that requires more in-school activity when it comes to stage performances or acting, what was her biggest concerns?
We are a performing arts school, and we're on stage all the time. We're always performing. We're always doing something. So just like thinking that all of that's going to be taken away hurts. Even though we're theater, we do dance, singing, acting, all three. We were always supposed to have something that wasn't like covering our faces, our hair, or anything like that. So I'm just like, yeah, we're definitely not going to have any performances anytime soon.
Performances. That was a big part of Kappa. Every day it seemed like there was a new show going on or a new play in the works. Not doing that can cause many drops in motivation. P-Up is a visual artist, same as me. Art is a big part of his life, and motivation for him is very important. He goes over a struggle visual artists may have and the motivation changes he may face.
I think the only real concern that makes Kappa different than other schools going into online learning is the fact that most of the majors have to do something in person. Like for us, for the visual artists, we have ceramics, which I don't think we can like do at home. Personally, for me, I think it'll be way harder for me to stay focused and stay motivated. My motivation way higher than it is at home. So if I'm like doing work here, I probably won't get much done, but I guess I'll just have to work through that.
As Piet mentioned, what makes Kappa different from other schools is that interaction we get daily. But what really makes Kappa unique? Maya, a student who works more with film and design, held Kappa close to her heart and goes over the biggest reason why this school is special.
Having, you know, a space where you can be who you want sexually, who you want with your gender, who you want with your talents. It was a getaway, of course. You could talk to anyone about anything and it just felt special. With that being gone, like that safe haven not being there for kids right now, it kind of hurts.
Azyla, Pia, and Maya, each having their own personal feelings towards Kappa and their own struggles. Through this, I also decided to get my English and creative writing teacher, Ms. Shin, perspective on the matter.
Each major has its own obstacles that are not addressed in this plan, which is kind of to an extent understandable because we are a minority of schools in the district. There's not a lot of schools that are like us in terms of very specialized needs. If there is a plan that is for the entire district, our building cannot follow them as they are now and maintain the integrity of us being an art school.
An art school, that's what we are. A school that pushes the youth to become the most talented performers or artists we choose to be. As my classmates said, our school was our home. It was the place where we felt special. Now, through the struggles, the uncertainty, and the pain, we will continue to be an art school, and we will fight through this, developing our own way of handling the new plan.